Design thinking, solving people's problems. Design thinking tackles real-life issues that revolve around people. While technologies like artificial intelligence can analyze and forecast human actions, they can't always explain the reasons behind those actions, like why someone chooses one soap brand over another. To truly address these human-centered problems, we need to approach solutions from the perspective of the consumer. Companies that adopt this approach to design thinking experience twice the growth rate and see a 75% increase in returns for their stakeholders. By prioritizing customer insights like how people choose soap based on its refreshing qualities over market trends, such as the popularity of colorful soap, businesses can achieve 3 times the operating income and double the return on assets. Use design thinking. Design thinking is a powerful tool for tackling tricky problems, especially those involving people. For instance, imagine you work at a hospital and notice many patients skip their follow-up appointments. Design thinking can help you figure out why this happens and find creative ways to encourage patients to return. Different methods of design thinking exist, like breaking down behavior to gain insights, or using the IBM approach, which involves observing customers, reflecting, creating, and repeating. But these methods can be complex and better suited for experts who already know what they're doing. As a beginner, it's best to stick to the basics. Sharpen empathy, observation, listening, critical thinking. Before diving into designing a new product or service, take a moment to reflect on how you see the world around you. Consider how you think about your customers, what behaviors you pay attention to, and how you interpret the information they share with you. Your observations, listening skills, and critical thinking abilities are key players in your design process. For example, some designers quickly burn out because they pour all their energy into meeting their customers' emotional needs without considering their well-being. It's important to use empathy effectively. It allows you to understand your customers' thoughts and perspectives without losing yourself in them. Designers who can empathize objectively create solutions that benefit everyone involved. Adopt real-world testing. To truly understand how people interact with products, you've got to dive deep. Forget the focus groups, they're too artificial. Instead, get out there and watch real folks using your stuff. Let's say you're creating a new bike pedal. Strap it on, hit the streets, and see how it holds up. After your testers return, pay close attention to what they say, but also how they say it. Use active listening tricks to dig deeper, repeat their words, or just stay silent and let them spill. Think about what makes you feel truly heard, and do that. To make our product better, we need to break down the information we've gathered into clear facts and patterns. Let's ask a bunch of what-if questions to understand different scenarios. Like, what if people want to use our pedal for mountain biking? Then, use the data we've collected to connect the dots and make smart decisions. For instance, if many users complain that the pedal keeps falling off, it probably means we need to use stronger screws. Stimulate creativity succinctly. Design tasks often need exercises to spark creativity. When you were a kid, your imagination did a lot of the work. But as a grown-up, being creative means being open-minded and curious. One easy way to boost creativity is through storywording. It comes from improv. In storywording, people create a story together. One person starts the story, then the next person adds a word, and so on. Each person adds to the story, making it more interesting with every new word. It's not just effective, it's also fun. It helps people get to know each other and see how everyone thinks. Another method to tackle challenges is the diverge-converge technique, in which quantity beats quality. Start by jotting down every single idea that pops into your head related to the problem at hand. Go wild, the crazier, the better. Don't judge, just keep writing. Once you've got at least 50 ideas, spend the same amount of time narrowing them down to just one to focus on. Cross-disciplinary problem solving. When you're stuck on a problem, Try looking at it from a different angle using analogies. Like how a hospital's emergency room staff learned efficiency from watching Formula One pit crews. Or how Henry Ford got assembly line inspiration from slaughterhouse butchers. Break down the problem into key aspects, like speed and accuracy, and then seek inspiration from other fields that excel in those areas. Gain customer perspective. Knowing your customers inside out is essential for designing products that resonate with them. Successful designers prioritize gaining insights into what customers want, how they think, and why they behave the way they do. Without tapping into customers' perspectives, you'll miss out on who your product can benefit and how to effectively market it. Identify those extreme customers, the ones who either really love or strongly dislike your product. Take the example of a coffee shop. You've got the regular who shows up every single day, talks up your coffee to everyone, and practically lives at your shop. Then there's the occasional visitor who just pops in every now and then. These extremes are key to understanding what works and what doesn't with your product. Extreme customers are like your product's radar. They'll quickly let you know what's working well and what needs improvement. They're not shy about pointing out their needs, giving you the chance to make changes before your competitors do. Understand customer needs. To truly understand customers and their needs, we employ behavioral study tools. First, observe how they interact with the product. Then, dive into interviews to grasp their opinions, emotions, and motivations. Seek to understand the why behind their actions. Finally, analyze without bias or leading questions. One way to do this is through structured interviews. That means we've got a set of questions ready to go beforehand. We'll ask everyone the same stuff, things like who they are, what they think about the product, and what they know about it. This helps us spot any common threads easily. Sometimes the best insights come from unstructured chats. So, we'll mix it up and try both methods. After all, we want to get to the heart of the matter and find the real problems to solve. Problem identification. If you pour your heart and soul into creating a smartphone holder that combines convenience for credit cards, ID, and your phone, only to discover nobody wants it because they prefer using the Apple Wallet app, you've missed the mark. The key to success lies in pinpointing the right problem to solve, which means getting to the root of customers' challenges. One useful way to solve problems is by using the 5 Whys technique. It helps us find out why something went wrong by asking why 5 times in a row. Let me explain. Say someone got hurt at work. First, we ask why. It turns out their hand got stuck in a machine. Then, we ask why again. It's because they weren't paying attention. Next, we ask why once more. They were tired from working for 10 hours straight. Now, why were they working so long? Because the company doesn't have enough staff. Lastly, why not? Because the company fired some workers to give more money to bosses. By asking why 5 times, we can find the real problem and work on fixing it. The power of asking why. When you're stuck on a problem, the why question can be a game changer. Imagine a company trying to beat its rivals by copying their striped soap, only to find nobody buying it. Why? Because they missed the mark on what people wanted. Instead of just trying to sell the same soap better, they needed to dig deeper. They asked why people prefer one soap over another. It wasn't about the stripes. It was about the experience, feeling fresh like the ocean. So, they crafted a sea-themed soap with stripes, and it sells millions. But if you're still scratching your head, turn inward. Test your product or service yourself. Don't just rely on others' opinions. You've got to live the problem to solve it right. Design, prototype, experiment. Understanding your customers and pinpointing the right problem is just the beginning. Now, it's time to take action and solve it. Don't be afraid to dream big. Think of Eero Saarinen, the designer who chose the Sydney Opera House's iconic design. Among many decent options, he picked one from the waste bin because it stood out. His point was to aim for the extraordinary, not the ordinary. So, when brainstorming solutions, Go beyond the norm. Sure, it might seem far out, but those radical ideas often lead to breakthroughs. Remember, it's easier to refine a wild idea than to improve a mediocre one. Take risks, push boundaries, and explore the unconventional. You never know what remarkable solutions you might uncover. Think about ways to solve a problem like this. Imagine a dad notices his daughter staying up late to chat with friends in another time zone. They come up with different ideas to help her. One solution is to make a schedule for when they can talk. That way, everyone has to adjust a bit, not just the daughter. It's about finding a fair balance so no one feels left out or tired all the time. Trial and error, the path to effective solutions. When trying out solutions, it's important to take action and learn from the results. For instance, if you want to stop using styrofoam cups at the office, you might try placing ceramic mugs by the coffee maker. Initially, some people might use them, but you might find out that no one wants to wash their mug, creating a mess that upsets the janitor. This teaches us that our initial idea didn't work, so we have to go back to the drawing board. Designing solutions often requires multiple attempts to find the right one, so keep learning and trying until you succeed. Key points. 1. Prioritize understanding people's needs over following market trends for successful problem solving. 2. Sharpen empathy, observation, listening, and critical thinking to design effective solutions. 3. Stimulate creativity through techniques like storywording and diverge-converge brainstorming. 4. Gain insights from extreme customers and employ structured interviews for understanding needs. 5. Use the why question to identify root problems and innovate solutions beyond the ordinary. 6. Prototype and experiment boldly, accepting risk-taking to uncover breakthrough solutions. 7. Iterate solutions based on feedback and real-world testing for continual improvement.